Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm Rob Wetham, joined on the phone, live from Miami, Florida. He is the owner of Psychoenergetic Healing. He's a licensed mental health counselor, a hypnotherapist, and a Reiki master. Visit the website at www.phinsights.com. I'm speaking about Jed Schlackman. Jed, thank you for joining the show today.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so Jed, you are a licensed mental health counselor, a hypnotherapist, and a Reiki master. So just tell us a little bit about what psychoenergetic healing does and some of the services that you provide.
Certainly. The therapies that I offer are really designed to help people improve their lives and their health, whether it's physical issues, emotional issues, personal growth, or spiritual development. I've been working for about 20 years in the healthcare field, and over the last 15 years or so, the focus of my practice shifted more toward the holistic and spiritual dimensions of things. I work a lot with hypnosis, which is a way to connect with the subconscious mind, to access that part of our consciousness that's really driving our behavior and all the different patterns that are played out in our lives. So whether it's your relationships, your habits, your talents and skills, all that's in some way related to what's happening on the subconscious level. And when we want to make a change in our life, often we want to address things at that level to really get things in motion and shifting for us. On the energy side of things, Reiki is a form of laying on of hands type of energy healing, where you can place the hands either on the body or in the aura, in the energy field, without touching the person. And by channeling energy through the hands, you're able to relieve stress and help rebalance the energy flow. It's similar to the Chinese medicine practice of acupuncture, where you're just resetting the flow of energy, that current of energy that's going through the body. And that could help people relieve stress and anxiety. It could help the body be able to heal itself more rapidly. It's used for a lot of different issues, so it's a very valuable healing resource. So I integrate those different therapies with the more traditional type of counseling, talk therapy, to help people gain insight into what's going on in their lives so they can make the positive changes that they want to.
Okay, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I am actually a native here to the Miami area, and I attended college at the University of Miami, where I studied psychology and counseling. And for me, the spiritual aspect of things really became a focus right around the time where I began my career as a therapist. So I started to explore things like meditation, spiritual healing, past lives and regression therapy, and that gave me a different insight or understanding about life to look at things on another level, where I found it was helpful for me. It helped me understand some of the patterns in my life or why things were the way they were in my family and my personal background, and that is a useful insight to be able to help other people to start to see in your own life how things develop or how your patterns get created, and working on healing that. So then you have that experience that you can relate to other people to assist them. Everyone in their lives is going through some sort of challenge or issue that they would like some help or guidance with.
Right.
So having the experience of healing yourself prepares you to help other people and assist them with addressing their concerns.
This is the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm Rob Wetham, joined by Jed Schlackman, straight out of Miami, Florida. He is the owner of Psychoenergetic Healing. Visit the website at www.phinsights.com. So, Jed, what is the biggest difference between traditional methods and the spiritual methods that you use?
For me, I see it as the difference between kind of working on the surface and working below the surface. So the more conventional or traditional approaches to psychotherapy usually focus on your conscious thought processes or reconditioning your behaviors through some type of positive reinforcement, things like that. Whereas the spiritual side of things seeks to see on the deeper level of your consciousness how a particular pattern or issue originally arose or developed. So it's sometimes accessing what you would call your soul's memories to see those other parts of your being that are really at the source of what's happening in your life. And that's something that I find very valuable, and it often leads to a much quicker shift or transformation in a person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another significant difference. If you're able to access that deeper level, changes can happen more quickly and rapidly.
All right, and where do you see yourself in, let's say, 3 to 5 years from now?
I would say in that time range, I would see myself continuing to share these types of therapies, but also providing more healing resources and education to the public through things like the media or online webinars, things where I'm able to reach a larger number of people.
Okay, very good. So we have about 30 seconds left in the show, so let our audience know how they can get in touch with you if they have any questions or comments, or if they want to work with you directly.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I can be reached by phone at area code 305-259-0013. And of course, my website, as you mentioned, is phinsights.com. I also have a Facebook page, and I respond to messages on Facebook on a regular basis, and that's facebook.com/Jedi Holistic Healing.
All right, terrific. So, Jed Schlackman, the owner of Psychoenergetic Healing, again, www.phinsights.com, based in Miami, Florida. Thank you very much for joining the program today, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from you again down the line.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.